Stay tuned for Up Front Soul. Glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We are dedicating this week's show to the memory of Representative John Lewis, who was the last standing of the Big Six civil rights leaders who organized the 1963 March on Washington. He was the president of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC, at the time of the march, and went on to lead the first of the three Selma to Montgomery marches, which became known as Bloody Sunday, and went on to serve 17 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives. Sadly, he passed away of pancreatic cancer. I'd like to read you a brief excerpt of an essay he wrote, Representative Lewis wrote, that he wanted to be published on the day of his funeral. "While my time here has now come to an end, I want you to know that in the last days and hours of my life, you inspired me. You filled me with hope about the next chapter of the great American story when you used your power to make a difference in our society. Millions of people motivated simply by human compassion laid down the burdens of division. Around the country and the world, you set aside race, class, age, language, and nationality to demand respect for human dignity. That is why I had to visit Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington. Even though I was admitted to the hospital the following day, I just had to see it and feel it for myself that after many years of silent witness, the truth is still marching on. March on. Representative Lewis, rest in power. We're going to hear a song right now called Bloody Sunday by the Coalboys in memory of Representative John Lewis.
Seven to 65. It's bloody, I ain't lying. They dumping the past the time. They malicious. 600 can be my witness. For freedom, we the victim. It sound like a contradiction. We puzzle. Won't let that voice get muffled. They locked us up by the hundreds, but the movement never fumbled. I'm humble. Yes, just to speak for my brothers. We struggle just to suffer with rights for the last supper. Mary at this blood, ain't no talk around on this subject. I was the bloodshed for my grandmama deemed worthless. I think they served the purpose, but take a look even further. Our freedom we were granted while screaming our bloody murder. Half a century later, just look what their blood turned up. Mars just to run, it's sort of what Smokey told us. Looking on the Zion, oppressor man can't hold up. We climbing up the mountain that Martin Luther the spoke of. The early Sunday morning, shots to the head with the nation's eyes on them. As they blade on that bridge, as they all scream glory. Nothing civil about these rights, but never did they worry. And if they died in the stand, I guess they meet the father early. Fight for something better than surviving in the dirt. Who wanna live? Better yet, be free. Free from persecution, let my people be. Yeah, we march with the king, hand in hand with Martin Luther. Facing the pen, the tear gas, and the ruga. So don't let them fool ya, they did it for fun. Now they got you thinking change since Obama then won. But when my people cry, yep, they still cry blood. Thinking of that day, drugged out in the sun. So kumbaya, kumbaya, we need you in a hurry. They drunk your seeds through the mud down here on Bloody Sunday.
The boys back to this heathen. Just for no reason, they shot Jimmy, he ain't breathing. Me and my folks retaliate, listen what King said. He wanted non-violence, he wanted peace instead. My people wanted their voice to be spoken for, but all the broken folk. We had to pass a test, since you're joking, bro. The whole nation saw our fight and our struggle. My people was oppressed while Jim Crow had a chuckle. My people was united on that highway with Mars. The Edmund Pettus Bridge where history plays hard. Yeah, it got bloody from the whips and them hoses. Some state troopers can hold us. Now we marching with Rosa. They put it on my mind, so we put them on their shoulders. These Jews stood in line, trying to be close to our culture. Civil rights, we march for, they keep it on your mind. We broadcasting live from Selma's going down, down.
Today, how long will it take? Somebody's asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men? I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment,
yes, sir,
however frustrating the hour, it will not be long, because truth crushed earth will rise again.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
Yes, sir.
Because no lie can live forever.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
How long?
Because you shall reap what you sow.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
How long?
Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes, sir.
Yet that scaffold sways the future.
Yes.
Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. How long? Not long. Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes, sir.
How long?
Not long.
Because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yes,
he's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
Yes,
his truth is marching on.
Yes,
he has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat.
Peace,
he is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat.
Yes,
oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
Certainly rather gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up the street all night. Ain't gonna let no tears get. Turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no tears get. Turn me round, I'm gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up the street all night. Ain't gonna let no horses. Turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no horses turn me round. I'm gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up the street, oh man. Ain't gonna let your twilight turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round, oh Lord, turn me round. Ain't gonna let your turn me round, I'm gonna keep on a-walking, keep on a-talking, marching up to freedom, man.
That was two little girls at the Selma to Montgomery March. I think that was recorded at the 3rd March. The song was Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. You can find that on Freedom Songs, Selma, Alabama. Amazing field recordings. That's out on Smithsonian Folkways. This set and this whole show, of course, dedicated to the memory of Representative John Lewis, who was beaten at the first Selma to Montgomery march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. There is a movement afoot to rename that bridge instead of in honor of a senior officer of the Confederate Army and Grand Dragon of the KKK. Some people believe it should be renamed in honor of Representative Lewis. In the middle, we heard Blue Mitchell, March on Selma from Down With It, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., How Long, Not Long. You can find that speech on Marching On Soundworks. And we started out with the Coal Boys, Bloody Sunday from The Hearts of Dixie. Once again, rest in power, Representative John Lewis. I am Sanguine Fromage. If there's anything you'd like to hear, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. We do love to hear from you. And you have some great ideas, like Kyle, who has asked for a beginner's guide to Joan Armatrading. Well, my beginnings with Joan Armatrading came not long before she released the Sleight of Hand album. I was extremely fortunate to see her on that tour. It was my first big rock concert, and I was just floored by her power, her energy, her guitar work. And just to see her, an incredibly strong woman on stage, just completely owning that stage. I've been quite lucky to see her a couple times since then. If she ever tours in your area, I highly recommend that you seek her out. She is simply unforgettable live. I've dug up a rather rare B-side. Was released variously as the B-side to Reach Out on Sleight of Hand and Jesse. It's called The River's on Fire. Here on Upfront Soul.
Sometimes what you want you can have. Sometimes what you need you get. Sometimes having makes you shallow, makes you forget. Now the river's on fire and my heart is breaking. Don't let me down.
Thank you. Hello, this is John Armour Trading and you're listening to Upfront Soul.
wrapping up this week's edition of the continuing Beginner's Guide to Joan Armatrading. Thanks, Kyle. Great idea. We heard three songs from the Sleight of Hand era, mid-80s, wrapping up with Kind Words and a Real Good Heart from Sleight of Hand. Before that, Reach Out from the same album. And before that, a rarity, a B-side, called The River's on Fire. And that was sometimes accompanied Reach Out, sometimes accompanied Jesse. We'll continue our exploration, a beginner's guide to Joan Armatrading, on the next edition of Upfront Soul. But next we're going to hear an excerpt of a conversation I was lucky to have recently with Rashid Ali. You'll be hearing bits and pieces of that conversation over the next number of weeks. We're going to start out talking about a couple of songs from his recent album, 1968, The Other Side of Town. Rashid Ali.
I was looking back towards The Other Side of Town and trying to remember what was on that album, because I've been kind of mono-minded with trying to do the musical. And in fact, I've been writing so extensively. I've spent the last 2 years writing words instead of writing music. And I took a break from the musical to do The Other Side of Town. And when I got a little bit of resistance, I went back to writing. In other words, I don't feel like I extensively, for lack of a better word, promoted this album, last year's album, The Other Side of Town. I had a strange devil may care attitude about it. Like, well, I did it, and either you'll get with it or you won't.
Well, I played it to death when it came out, and now, you know, I was just like, okay, I'm just going through the entire album, but I'm have come back to it so much in the last, you know, month or so. So much of it is just, you know, sadly incredibly relevant. You know, I A Badge and a Gun. And then the next week, Will You Stand Up For Me, which I think that song is just incredible in that, you know, you completely remove like the fourth wall, you know, here you are talking to the audience in that,
least,
you know, and so it has a different sort of power than, I mean, you have many very powerful songs that lay out realities that people may or may not want to look at, but that is one that I can, the only one I can really think of offhand where it is really a direct direct address to the listener. Like, I want you to take action, not just like understand what's going on, but take action, which I think is fantastic and necessary.
Yeah, well, I think it is metaphorical in that I do, while I do break down that wall, like you said, it's still metaphorical because it can be for any of us. You know, I once had a reading many years ago. I reluctantly went to, I had a psychic reading with this lady. And she said that I had a lot of past lives. She said, like, oh man, like, you're like so such an old soul, but you're afraid of one particular life you had. And I was like, what? She said, you were, she paused and she said, well, you were like branded a heretic and you were like burned at a stake kind of.
Wow.
You know, for telling the truth. And she said, so I hope you're never afraid to tell the truth because of that, is what she said. And it stuck with me. It stuck with me because, I have been driven to make sure that I tell the truth. But in the back of my mind, it's that, you know, like there was an old song in the 60s, they're coming to take me away. And that's like, Will You Stand Up For Me is like, you know, when the fascists come and knock down the door. Well, Fahrenheit 451, one of my favorite stories, right? And Fahrenheit 451, it's like when they come in, you know, and knock down the doors to get you, you know, is the neighborhood going to say, no, don't take him, you know? And that goes, that's the Jesus story. That's a lot of stories, you know? Hey, don't take him. And will the neighborhood stop you, stop them, from taking the poet away, the artist?
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of stands up. But one of my favorite songs from the album was Ain't Nobody Gonna Mess With You. Because I find that, and as soon as I did the album, a sister in the UK hit me up and said, that's my favorite song. And I like when people have different favorites with my music. She said, I've never heard a song where somebody said, you know, was standing up for people who are gay.
Yeah.
So definitely standing up, you know, saying, look, I ain't gonna let anybody mess with you. And that song is really heartfelt because it bristles with me that so many people have so much to say about what people do in their bedrooms, but they don't care about what happens in the courts.
Right.
Or the boardrooms of America, but they want to look in the bedrooms of America.
Right. Yeah, that is. That's a very powerful song, and I was really touched, you know, because like, but there's you know, there's in one song, Will You Stand Up For Me, and in that song, it's I Will Stand Up For You. You know, it's two sides of
exactly. You got that, yeah.
Bringing the realness on the one. Get it. Wake up now. Come on now. Hold it up, hold it up, hold it up. Horns. Let me hear you say. We stand up for me. our friends.
We stand up for me.
I wanna know.
We stand up for me.
Oh yeah, it's 1968. Keeping it real. Said they came for you. I heard they had a name for you. I'll never be sad for you, but I'm gonna get mad for you. I know you can't protect yourself. I won't let you hurt yourself.
Ain't nobody gonna mess with you.
I'll step in and fight for you.
Ain't nobody gonna mess with you. Ain't nobody gonna mess with you.
I bet you didn't know I had your back.
I heard they wanna beat you down and try to run you out of town. I heard you never made a sound, even when you hit the ground. I know you won't defend yourself. I know you wouldn't even tell.
But ain't nobody gonna mess with you.
So I'll step in and fight for you. I know you think we're all the same, and the body feels your pain. You think it's unheard of.
Mess with you.
No, 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 no.
You just heard the Joey Jefferson Band Revolution Rap. Before that, we heard a couple of songs that Rashid Ali and I discussed in that little interview segment, Ain't Nobody Gonna Mess With You, and Will You Stand Up For Me, both from 1968, The Other Side of Town, an album I have played a lot on Upfront Soul and will continue to because it's fantastic. Just like the rest of his music, I do suggest you seek it out. 1968 featuring Rashid Ali. Got time for just one more song. Curtis Mayfield. Don't worry, if there's a hell below, we're all gonna go. Wraps on the first hour of Upfront Soul with Curtis Mayfield. Don't worry, if there's a hell below, we're all gonna go. Well, that's a promise you can take to the bank. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more Upfront Soul. Got another hour for you, so please stay tuned.
We'll be right back.